The FBI and local law enforcement officials are investigating the theft of a sample of bacteria that could be deadly to pigs. The frozen material apparently was stolen from a laboratory at Michigan State University last weekend. Law enforcement officials are paying special attention to the disappearance because the germs could conceivably be used by terrorists. But there are other, less sinister, possible explanations. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Researchers at Michigan State University have been trying to develop a better vaccine for a bacterium called Actinobacillus pleuropneumonia, or APP, which can cause deadly pneumonia among pigs. One of the strains the researchers genetically engineered didn't protect pigs at all. It infected their brains. A sample of that strain, along with laboratory notes and a computer disk, disappeared last weekend from Professor Martha Malk's lab. Investigators are trying to figure out why. Was it a personal matter to disrupt her research? Scientific espionage by competitors? The FBI got involved to see if this could possibly be part of a terrorist plot against American agriculture. Lonnie King, dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State, says the terrorism angle seems a remote possibility.
Is this an organism that I would choose if I had a nefarious mind like that? And the answer is absolutely not.
Dr. King says even though the bacterium can be quite deadly, it is treatable with antibiotics. It can be prevented to some extent with vaccines. It doesn't affect humans, and it doesn't spread easily from pig to pig.
There is some exposure through airborne if you do have pneumonias, but it is not something I would worry about as being some rapidly spreading super agent at all.
Even so, he understands the heightened level of concern.
If this would have occurred 14 months ago, it would have barely been a blip because of the environment in which we live, post-9/11, post-anthrax, post-foot and mouth disease. And so people are certainly on edge over the last year.
As a precaution, the university and agriculture officials have been spreading the word to vets and pig farmers to be on the lookout for the unusual symptoms of the stolen strain of bacteria, just in case. By coincidence, the National Academy of Sciences released a report yesterday assessing the nation's vulnerability to terrorist attacks against agricultural targets through infectious agents like APP. That report calls for measures that are sometimes in conflict with one another. On the one hand, co-author R. James Cook from Washington State University says the panel calls for more security to prevent thefts like the one from Michigan State.
It's all very well intentioned to have more rules and laws and security and padlocks and secrecy and reporting and so forth. At the same time, if we find ourselves being censored and we find more of the secrecy side interfering with our ability to do science, then we'll actually not be as secure as we need to be.
Scientists need to know more about the nature of plant and animal diseases. And scientific progress, he says, requires an open exchange of ideas. The report's authors say the federal government has already started to make needed improvements to the systems for detecting and limiting bioterrorism attacks in agriculture. So far, the incident in Michigan hasn't really put that to the test. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.